It's the Cavaliers 60, the Raptors 52. Wheeler Watson, Lewenberg with you. What's going to be the biggest key to getting back in this in the second half, Josh? Aside from limiting, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Jose Calderon.
That's where I was going to go. The Cavs, believe it or not, are plus 18 with the former Raptor point guard on the floor. They're minus 10 with Jose off the floor. Listen, you know what he can do. He can hit shots. He's been really good for the Cavs this year. The key to the second half is obviously not stopping Jose Calderon. At the same time, you can't let him go for 14 points when your all-star backcourt has 11 combined. Lowry and DeRozan, as we talked about, have to be better on both ends.
Numero ocho lighting up the six. Let's go back down to Quicken Loans. Here is Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton with your second half call. Gentlemen.
Well, Cleveland will have the ball to start the third quarter. Calderon, the man you talked about out there. You know, it doesn't hurt, Sherman. I heard the guys talking. It doesn't hurt to play with LeBron James. Makes everybody better, doesn't he?
He has a tendency to make the game much easier for everyone around him.
Rodney Hood out there with Green, Love, James, and Calderon. Hood misses the jumper. Back comes Toronto. Ibaka in the lane. Chopped by Rodney Hood on the turnaround. Serge ran the floor, put Hood in jail behind the steal under the rim. And then caught, turned, and was fouled. It's Ibaka, Lowry, Valanciunas, Ananobi, and DeRozan. Raptors starting five on the floor, and Sherm. Raptors cut the 16-point lead in half at 60-52, 8 points at halftime, and I think it's really important to maintain contact here all the way through, especially at the start of this third quarter.
Well, you're right. In the first possession for Cleveland, the Raptors get a stop, get a chance to come down and put points on the board. You're going to have to score against this Cleveland team.
Yeah.
But you have to play some semblance of defense. You can't allow it to get into an up and down, shoot them up in the streets type of situation like we saw the last game. This is a good start to the third quarter. And that three at the end by OG Adonobi of the first half definitely could play into some momentum for the Raptors.
All right. So let's see if the Raptors can do some damage. Ibaka knocks down two. And the Raptors have cut it to six at 60-54. Third quarter just underway. Got a foul in the lane. A wrestling match between Ibaka and Love as they tried to set a screen to free up Kevin Love. And Serge got nailed on the foul.
I'd hold on to him too the way he shoot the basketball. I wouldn't let him go anywhere.
Love in full bloom, and it ain't even Valentine's Day. Rodney Hood to LeBron James. Three ball near side. Good. Up and down for LeBron James. As he knocks it down, he's got 15. And Cleveland leads it 63-54. Ibaka, three ball near side. No good. Long rebound to Calderon. Outlet to James. It went off his back. Raptors get the turnover. Lowry in the lane, lays it up and in. 63-56, Raptors cut it to seven.
A bit of an opportunistic play right there for the Raptors, but good job taking advantage of that as Kyle got in there. Little pass fake out to the corner, opened up the lane for his own shot.
Jeff Green, up fake, drive on Valanciunas, spins in the lane, the lefty shot, no good. Under duress from JV, back come the Raptors in the black uniforms, quickly left to right. Lowry in the lane on Calderon. Finds a cutting Valanciunas who jams it down. Kyle losing his balance, but before his chest hit the floor, he shoveled it to Valanciunas for the dunk. 63-58, Raptors cut it to five. Hood, far side. Right wing, left hand to the middle. Elbow jumper, got it, far side. Sherm, got to keep him off his strong hand.
Well, you're doing. DeMar DeRozan let him out the corner, but off that screen and roll, notice Valanciunas is so far back that that mid-range jump shot is wide open, and Hood, he can knock that down.
65-58, 7-point lead. Valanciunas drives, the hook shot no good. Ibaka with the rebound, back up and in, and he's fouled. Serge working hard for the money on the offensive glass. Raptors cut it to five. Ibaka having a nice night with 12 points will go back to the line, make it 14. For one more.
Well, a couple of things about that play. First of all, when Jonas Valanciunas gets the ball, he attacks the paint. He goes at LeBron James. LeBron does a good job defending that shot, but it opens up the backside, and that allowed Serge to get in there on the offensive glass. against the smaller front line of the Cleveland Cavaliers, get that rebound and lay it in and get to the free throw line.
Ibaka misses the free throw. So the Raptors stay trailing by 5, 65-60. 9:35, third quarter. Kevin Love, front court to James, far side, right wing against Ibaka. Now gets it to Love on Anunoby. Short corner, far side, right wing, into the lane. Fall away by Love, no good. But they got the foul on OG. And that'll send the UCLA man to the line for a couple of shots. Serge telling OG, youngster, just put your hand up. He's falling away.
I tell you what, don't forget that Kevin Love used to play some low box ball back in Minnesota. And he has that whenever he needs it. Primarily now a stretch four, but there's no question Kevin Love can attack on the block. And that time had the size advantage on OG Anunoby and just kept on pounding him until he got to the middle and went to that baby fadeaway. And OG as a defender, a young defender, has to realize that he's done his job. Now it's about contesting the shot without fouling and don't let him off the hook.
Yeah, you said it, Sherm. Contain, contest, rebound. 67-60, Love knocks down a couple of free throws. 9:25, third quarter. Toronto down 16. They've cut it to 7. They've had it to 5 at 63-58. DeRozan on the drive into the lane. Kicks to Ibaka. Three ball far side. Back rim no good. Rebound Calderon to James. LeBron in a full run and is fouled by DeRozan. DeMar doesn't like the call, but they've got him on the foul from behind.
That's a three-point shot that Serge Ibaka has to make.
Yes.
He's wide open. There's nobody within 8 feet of him. That's the shot that Kevin Love makes.
Long shot, long rebound, and away comes Cleveland now.
Absolutely.
9 minutes, third quarter, Cleveland by 7. James on the dribble, far side. Down low to Love on Anunoby again. From the short corner, far side, right wing, jab, step back, jumper, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas.
Better defense there by OG, not giving up any ground there, forcing Kevin Love into about an 18-foot fade of jump shot.
DeRozan misses the jumper. It's only his fifth shot of the game. They kick it into the far corner. Calderon, three, good. Jose knocks it down, 70-60. Cleveland leads it by 10. Timeout, Toronto. Jose Calderon with 17 points. That ties a season high, and we got a lot of games still to play.
Well, again, the missed shot. Cleveland doing what they've done all first half, just pushing the ball in transition and forcing the Raptors' defense to match up in transition and not able to. Jose Calderon, far side corner three.
70-60 Cleveland, 8.5 to go, third quarter from Quicken Loans Arena. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at Quicken Loans Arena, Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Casey Koulis. You'll hear from Wheeler Watson and Lewenberg when it's all done. Sean Lavery and Keith Bauer back on the case at Raptors Central. Third quarter. Tune into Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo, weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. Well, let's see what the Raptors have, Sherm. They're down 10, and appropriately, the awkward dad dance camp song is Wobble. And that's kind of what the Raptors have been doing it since the middle of the second quarter, wobbling.
They have, and a lot of these dad bods were wobbling on the Jumbotron as well.
A good wobble, dance wobble, or a bad body wobble?
It's a dad wobble. It's never good.
Wobble. All right. We're dads. We know. Jeff Green jams it down. Raptors miss it one end. Jeff Green doing his best Pascal Siakam imitation. Outruns the Raptors, gets behind them, and jams it home. 72-60. Cleveland by 12. Sherm, we said the Raptors had to maintain contact.
Well, you're right, and we've seen too many times the defensive transition for the Raptors has not been there.
Valanciunas misses a short jumper in the lane. 72-60, Cleveland by 12. LeBron James near side on Anunoby. Drives into the far corner. They swing it. Calderon wide open up top. Three, no good. Man, he might as well have been in this building by himself.
And that is unacceptable. If you're the Raptors, you got to be better.
Lowry tries to get the foul, doesn't. Misses the layup at the other end. Back comes Cleveland. the pass through the hands of Green right to Rodney Hood. On the bounce, Hood up top. Now he's got Valanciunas. Drives left, crosses over right, step back, jumper, good. They got JB on an island there. 74-60, Cleveland by 14.
Yeah, that time a definite defensive nightmare for Jonas Valanciunas. Rodney Hood pulls him out away from the basket, is able to square him up and go to work off the dribble. Jonas, just a difficult matchup to contend with.
DeRozan up top, been very quiet tonight. Drives left, far side, underneath the Valanciunas, lays it up and in, and a foul. So the Raptors trying to get three back the old-fashioned way. JV having a nice offensive game. He's got 14 to lead all Raptors scores, goes to the line for one more, but Sherm, you're hitting singles at one end, and they're hitting them out of the park at the other end.
Well, you're right, and you think about it, you have to score consistently against this Cleveland team, and the Raptors have struggled on some consecutive possessions with shots that are makeable that they haven't been able to capitalize on. And what does Cleveland do? They come down, they run it down your throat, and they make you pay. You've got to figure out ways to consistently put points on the board.
Lowry hounding Calderon, and they got Kyle for the foul. Right at center court as Jose brings it over the mid-court line. So Cleveland coming right to left in the white uniforms, leading 74-63. Kyle really trying to make Jose work. Calderon, far pocket, right side, drives down the baseline. Kick out Kevin Love, up fake, jumps sideways to try to get the foul on Ibaka. A good no call by the official. Crowd doesn't like it. Back comes Lowry against Love. Inside the Valanciunas on Green. Jump hook, up and in. JV playing big. Raptors cut it to 9. 74-65.
Good job. Jonas Valanciunas, as you said, got down there, got big, and made a big man move with a drop step hook over the left shoulder.
Calderon into the lane. Kick out Jeff Green. Three ball. Good. Calderon brought two defenders, Valanciunas and Lowry, into the lane before kicking it out.
Yeah, he did a great job stringing them out, and the Raptors unable to match up and get out to close out Jeff Green.
77-65, Cleveland. Lowry drives, loses the ball, wanted the foul call on the layup attempt, didn't get it. Back comes Cleveland with a 12-point lead, 5:40 third quarter.
Kyle looking at the officials, trying to get the whistle. Got to concentrate on making the shot, and if the whistle comes, that's the benefit. You got to continue to play through the no calls, and right now his body language and his facial expression showing that he's frustrated with the officiating.
James in the lane on Anunoby. Crab dribbles him down on the baseline. Kick out to Green. Another three. No good. Rebound Ibaka.
Raptors getting very lucky on that one right there as Jeff Green just knocked down a three, and another wide open look from almost the same position.
5:15, third quarter, 77-65, Cleveland. Ibaka gets it to Lowry, out near center, far side left wing. Lowry, pull up, three, short, rebound tipped up by Valanciunas, no good. Here comes Cleveland. Long outlet to LeBron, finds Rodney Hood. The pass a little behind him as he was wide open, streaking down this left side near wing.
And again, if that pass connects, it's a wide open layup. So the Raptors fortunate that Cleveland turns it over. I sound like a broken record, but their transition defense has left a lot to be desired in this game.
So Cleveland leading 77-65, 4:53 to go, third quarter. DeRozan, Anunoby, Miles, Ibaka, and Lowry. DeRozan between the circles, works over to the left, far side. Now to Miles. On the bounce against James. High screen and roll. CJ drives right, gets into the lane, lays it up and in. Nice move by Miles all the way to the cup. 77-67, Cleveland.
Good drive, as you said. CJ attacking with the right hand, but finishing with the left on the right side of the floor to get past the defense.
Love, far side, drives into the lane, runs into Miles, and they say, nope, it's a push from behind. That's what had him run into CJ, and Serge gets the foul as Love worked down that right side, far wing.
Tough situation, because it seemed like CJ Miles did a good job of getting into position to draw that charge, but the officials caught Serge with the push as he's trying to defend Kevin Love and make sure that he doesn't get that clean straight line drive to the basket.
Free throw up and down by Kevin Love. Sherm, he has continued to hurt the Raptors tonight.
Well, he has, and you think about the pressure he's putting on the bigs for the Raptors to have to move their feet, get out to the three-point line. We've seen him on the block on the mismatch. He has the versatility to play that kind of basketball. The problem is, when he's knocking down threes, you have to get to him, and he can put the ball on the floor, and he can attack off the dribble.
Well, 79-67, Cleveland by 12, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Ibaka in the lane. Turnaround jumper, got it. Serge with 16, as the Raptors cut it to 10 at 79-69. Sherm, in my head, I made a mental note. I said the Raptors could not let this thing get past 12. They've been teetering. 8, 10, 12, 10. They've got to maintain contact.
Well, they do, and how do you do that? You've got to score the basketball. But I think the flip side of it is we've seen when they've gotten stops consecutively how positive their offensive possessions have been. So they've got to get back to that.
J.R. Smith lobs it up for Nance Jr. Can't get it down. Loose ball. Here comes Lowry on the drive against Clarkson. Kicks it out to DeRozan. 3:35, third quarter, 79-69, Cleveland. Ibaka, far side, left wing, against James, up fake. Kicks it out to DeRozan, shot clock at 5. DeMar into the lane on J.R. Smith, up fake. Jumper good from 14 feet, left elbow, far side. Raptors inside 10, it's 79-71, 8-point Cleveland lead.
DeMar DeRozan making that move and spinning and nearly bobbling that basketball, but is able to concentrate and uses the pump fake to lift J.R. Smith to knock down that shot. A positive possession, as you said. Now within 8, can you get another stop and build on that?
79-71, Toronto trailing Cleveland by 8. 3:12 to go, third quarter. We'll take a break from the shores of Lake Erie at Quicken Loans Arena. In Cleveland, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. 79-71. Cleveland by 8, 3:12 to go. We're at Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. And Sherm, no matter what you say, as long as LeBron James has a uniform on, his team is going to be the team to beat.
I agree, and he's showing that now. Make no mistake, LeBron James is the mastermind of what's happening in Cleveland. You saw what happened earlier in the season. Questions about this team. LeBron James decided to turn it on at the early parts of the season when the team started out slow. Shut it down when he felt that the team needed to make some moves. They make the moves. LeBron flips the switch again, and look at the run they're on. So he has the ability to do that. And we talked about this on the TV side for the pregame show. How can you do this without the rest of the guys? He had Kyrie Irving last year. Does he have the guys who can get it done this year? That's the question.
Larry Nance Jr. with a tough move on the inside. Toronto has picked up its effort defensively, Sherm. No question. Lowry picking up. That time, Siakam making James work. But Cleveland continues to score. 81-71 Cavs. Miles drives, gets into the lane, lays it up. Offensive foul. LeBron James, of all people, standing in and taking the charge. Somehow I knew he was going to get that call.
Well, he was in the lane for a while waiting for C.J. Miles to get there. And C.J. Miles probably had the option of kicking it out to a teammate. But if LeBron is in there and he's hitting the ground, I'm going to say he's going to get the call.
Yep. 81-71 Cleveland. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Kyle Korver against Miles. A couple of guys that love to come off screens and shoot it up. James, pull up three on Siakam, no good, rebound Ibaka. Outlet Van Vliet, Miles, Ibaka, DeRozan, and Siakam for the black-shirted Raptors coming left to right. Siakam down low to Ibaka, turnaround jumper on Clarkson, no good. Rebound, here comes James.
A mismatch like Jordan Clarkson, Serge Ibaka's got to be more aggressive and get that paint 2 feet in the paint.
Well, Miles returns the favor as James got called on the charge with the left-hand dribble coming down the left side of the lane just inside the paint. And That'll turn it over, give it back to Toronto, still trailing 81-71.
That's good defense by C.J. Miles. LeBron James, when he lowers that shoulder, there could be a lot of hurt there, and C.J. Miles stood in there and took that charge.
Poeltl in, Ibaka out. DeRozan, foul line, jumper good. DeRozan, as Outkast would say, shaking like a Polaroid picture there. Little left to right, shoulder shake and pulled up, knocked it out. 81-73, Toronto down eight. Sherm, it looks like DeMar looking to come to life.
Well, he has to. He needs to score the basketball.
James, three up top, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Toronto has a chance to get this thing inside of eight. It's 81-73, minute 20 to go, third quarter. Keep playing, right?
Absolutely.
DeRozan on the jumper, near side, no good. Had a great look on Nance Jr. Back comes LeBron James with the rebound. On Miles, drives into the lane, lays it up and in, and a foul. LeBron overpowering Miles on that drive.
And allowing him to get to his right hand. Now LeBron's great with either hand, but again, if you allow him to get to his right hand, it's lights out.
Yep.
Two steps in the paint, he's going to finish that, or he's going to get fouled, or both, as we saw in that play. But if you're the Raptors, you can't leave C.J. Miles on an island like that. You got to condense it. Although you're exposed to the three-point line to some extent with the shooters they have on the floor, LeBron James attacking like that, it's similar to a three-point play anyway.
So he gets it, 84-73, Cleveland by 11, under a minute to go, third quarter. And DeRozan turns the corner, met by Larry Nance Jr. with a thud. First team foul in the last 2 minutes. So Raptors will inbound near side right wing in front of the Cavs bench. Miles will do the honors. 54.6 to go. Toronto down 84-73. Third quarter action. Thanks for tuning in here on TSN 1050. Van Vliet drives far side into the lane, puts it up, no good. Blocked out of bounds by Clarkson. And Raptors will inbound with 3.3 to go on the shot clock. Far baseline left wing.
Clarkson did a good job of taking the initial contact from Fred Van Vliet and not giving up any ground, and just used his size and athleticism.
Siakam in the lane, drives on J.R. Smith. They wanted the hook as Pascal used a right-hand dribble, and that left hand was out there pretty good.
It was. It could have easily been called an offensive foul. Fortunate for the Raptors that that doesn't happen.
Clarkson in the corner. Pull up. Three. Good. Wow. Jordan Clarkson knocks it out. 86-75. Cleveland by 11.
13th made three-point shot by the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had 15 in the last meeting.
Sherm, I think they're going to give it a two. I called it a three, but they're going to give it a two. And David Guthrie, the ref, was wheeling his right index finger over his head saying, we'll review it.
Oh, they put it on the monitor as a three, so I'm sure the Cavs will take it as a three.
And DeRozan says, I'm trying to get three, drives to the hoop, gets it down, gets the foul, and says, hey, man, keep that meter running. I got a free throw to come.
Did a good job as J.R. Smith just kind of angled his body a little bit, exposing the right hand for DeMar to attack. And DeMar did a good job getting into LeBron James and backing him up as he got to the rim and finished. But we talked about it before. You got to score. DeMar's a scorer. They're going to need him to put points on the board in the fourth quarter.
DeRozan with a pretty solid third quarter. Smith, long three, no good, near side. And that's the way the quarter ends. Wow. A 92-foot heave by Poeltl hit the backboard. So the Raptors are right where they were at halftime, an 8-point deficit, 86-78.
And they have to answer the call in the fourth quarter. This is important. We saw what happened against Boston in their last game. They've got to be better. Here's another opportunity to get better as they march towards the playoffs.
Last lap of the track to go, 86-78 Cleveland. Fourth quarter when we come back from Quicken Loans Arena on the shores of Lake Erie. This is Raptors basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Quarter time in Cleveland. Raptors trailing 86-78. They bring it front court from left to right in the black uniforms. And The Cavs take the foul. Bench on the floor for Toronto. Van Vliet, Wright, Siakam, Miles, and Poeltl. Green, Smith, Korver, Tristan Thompson, and Clarkson for the Cavs. Van Vliet turns the corner into the lane. Lefty layup, no good. Had a great look. And one of the rare times, Sherm, Fred was not put under heavy duress from a bigger player.
Looked like he took off a little bit too early there and had to kind of finesse it off the glass. A little too strong, not able to finish with the left.
Clarkson pull up, jumper no good. Rebound, DeLon Wright. Runs it up the middle of the court. Underneath to Siakam, curls into the lane, puts it up, no good. And they got the ball out of bounds off Cleveland. Raptors catch a break, Sherm.
They do. Activity by Jakob Poeltl there on that rebound. Officials say it's off of Tristan Thompson, but we've got the replay on the Jumbotron here, and it clearly went off of Jakob Poeltl. So the Raptors get away with one right there. See if they can capitalize on it.
Well, you take it and run if you're
absolutely
a Raptor fan.
Absolutely. There you go.
Van Vliet says, I'll take three as he drops one in the bottom of the well. 86-81. And now Larry Drew, acting head coach, calls a timeout. This is as close as the Raptors have been since 63-58, sure.
Good job by the Raptor bench here. Just a little spurt, just a little bit of defense. Get to knock down a three off of a call that went their way, and now all of a sudden now you've made it a five-point game. Got to continue to build off of that.
Quick timeout. We'll take a break. 86-81 Cleveland, 10:54 to go in the game. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Fourth quarter time at the Q, Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. Cavs leading the Raptors 86-81. This fourth quarter is brought to you by the new OLG ProLine app. Make picks anytime, anywhere. It's your new pregame ritual. Download the app today and get way into the game. Raptors cut it to five, Sherm, and a quick timeout from Larry Drew.
And now it's about continuing to build on that. Right now the Raptors extending their pressure defensively to the front court. Pascal Siakam going to face guard Jordan Clarkson while Fred VanVleet defends from the back. DeLon Wright in the front court defending J.R. Smith. Just not trying to allow Cleveland to just casually walk it up the floor.
Clarkson brings it up. Gets it over center against VanVleet. Cavs in the white with the wine and gold trim coming right to left. Kyle Korver, three balls short. Rebound, DeLon Wright. 10:35, fourth quarter. Raptors got the chisel out, and they're chipping away. DeLon Wright down low to C.J. Miles against Korver. C.J. loses the handle on the ball. Korver gets after it, and Cleveland has a turnover. Wow, an empty trip.
That is a tough one to swallow. After getting the miss from Kyle Korver, you cough it up and don't get a look at the basket.
Jeff Green, the floater in the lane. Good. 88-81, Cleveland by seven.
And then there's how you pay for it,
yep.
Right there.
Miles, three, no good. Wanted the foul call, didn't get it. Korver with the rebound. The margin of error so small, Sherm.
You're so
trying to
right.
Come back. Clarkson drives in the lane, has it knocked away. It's batted out. Loose ball to J.R. Smith. To Clarkson, corner three, no good. Rebound, Miles. Outlet, Van Vliet, 9:40, fourth quarter. Cleveland 88, Toronto 81. Siakam on the layup on the screen and roll. Good look, couldn't get it down. Back come the Cavs.
Another missed layup for the Raptors. These are the ones that haunt you late in the game.
Jeff Green, corner three, good.
Or right away.
91-81, Cleveland by 10. 9:20 to go, clock running, fourth quarter.
As good as the Raptors bench were to start that fourth quarter, the last couple minutes, quite a bit of slippage on both sides of the floor.
DeLon Wright to Van Vliet, corner three, wide open, good, in the bottom of the well from Mr. Bet on Yourself, Fred Van Vliet. Raptors cut the lead to 91-84, Cleveland. J.R. Smith on the dribble, into the lane. Kick out, Korver, catch and shoot, no good. Van Vliet with the rebound. On the run to a cutting Siakam, reverse layup, no good. Wanted the foul call, didn't get it. Here comes Cleveland, three out of four possessions empty for the Raptors. Clarkson in the lane. Pushes off on Poeltl, floats it up and in. 93-84, Cleveland by 9.
Well, he did a good job when he came off the screen, turning the Jets on and forcing Jakob Poeltl to try to move his feet. A little nudge with the left shoulder, able to float it in with the right hand.
DeLon Wright up top to Miles. Catch and shoot. Three, no good. Korver in his face. That's a mirror image right there. They know what each other's going to do.
It is. Not a good shot right there by C.J. Miles under a lot of duress.
Clarkson, 12-footer, no good. Far side, right wing, back come the Raptors. The pace quickens. Under 8 minutes, fourth quarter, 93-84, Cleveland. In the lane, Poeltl puts it up, no good, but fouled by Clarkson. And the Raptors are going to, are they going to give free throws?
They better.
Nope. They said... No, yeah, they did. They did. I thought Eric Lewis was saying no free throws. I guess he was explaining to LeBron James. Poeltl will go to the line, and we'll tell you to listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog. Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. Every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. And the Raptors get a point at the free throw line from Jakob Poeltl.
You know, you mentioned this in the first half. When LeBron James leaves the floor, you have to make up ground.
Yes.
The Raptors are unable again to do that with LeBron James on the bench. Now he checks back in. We know how that goes.
Poeltl's second free throw good. That stroke looks a whole lot better for the young Austrian. Still not exactly killing it, but he's up to about 59% from the line. More importantly for the Raptors, they cut two off the lead, 93-86, Cleveland, 7:40 to go, but the boogeyman is standing at the window and he's got the ball out top. LeBron James drives on Miles into the lane, puts it up no good. They got Miles on the foul. He says he's dribbling with his right hand and pushing me with his left. And Miles is going to take the foul.
Well, you're exactly right. He's arguing that LeBron James on the dribble is extending that left hand when the ball's in his right hand and using that to ward off C.J. Miles as he attacks off the dribble. And C.J. Miles is basically saying, if he's using that hand, what am I supposed to do? Can I move it? Do I just have to take it?
He's on Eric Lewis now saying, the man put his hand in my chest. My arms are out, and when he pulls it away from my chest, he hits an arm, and you think I'm holding it.
And it's difficult, and we've talked about this many times. Guys like LeBron James are so difficult to officiate.
Yes.
He's so strong, and there's contact on every play. It's just tough.
Lowry gets the contact on this play, trying to get over the screen. Jeff Green fouled him. 95-86. Toronto down 9, 7:28 to go. The Raptors 1-9 in their last 10 trips into the queue, playoffs included.
And they've allowed Cleveland to shoot over that stretch over 51% from the floor.
Van Vliet, 3, near side, no good. Rebound James. Up the left side, near wing. Cross court to J.R. Smith. Drives into the lane. Funky reverse layup, no good. Rebound Siakam. Quick hit ahead to Van Vliet on the drive to a trailing Siakam. Back to Van Vliet. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Cleveland 95, Toronto 86. It's a 9-point lead. Van Vliet on the bounce against Tristan Thompson. Far side. Fred, right hand into the lane, lays it up, no good. Jeff Green with the challenge. Here comes Cleveland. Green to James. Ball knocked away. DeLon Wright has it. It's a 4-on-2 Raptors. Lob to Siakam, who jams it down. 95-88. Raptors convert the turnover and cut it to 7.
Well, the Raptors capitalize off of a rare turnover for LeBron James, but he does have 5 in this game, but the last game, 0. So in 2 games, he's got 5 turnovers.
With as much as he handles the ball, it ain't bad.
Yeah.
Jeff Green, far side, right wing. Pull up, jumper on Lowry, good. Kyle had the fingers right up his nose, and Green still knocked it out. 9-point Cavs lead, 97-88.
Well, that's just a size thing. Jeff Green has the advantage, and he just got to a comfortable spot, raised up, and just knew Kyle couldn't really disrupt his shot.
Lowry underneath the Poeltl. 5:58 to go in the game. Toronto down 9. Van Vliet drives into the lane, blocked by Green. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Toronto.
That's called knowing your personnel.
Jeff Green knew that Fred VanVleet likes to extend that basketball in the right hand and try to quick shoot bigger guys. Jeff Green did a good job using his size to stay on top of VanVleet and block that shot.
Cleveland 97, Toronto 88. Raptors trying to climb the hill here against the Cavs. DeRozan in the game, drives baseline, puts it up, no good, no foul. Larry Drew saying to his team, hustle it up the floor. Calderon into the corner to Hood, drives on the block, turnaround over Lowry, no good, rebound knocked away, DeRozan has it.
Good job by Kyle, not allowing Rodney Hood to get to his left hand comfortably. Good contest on the baseline shot.
DeRozan drives, is fouled by Green, and for those of you scoreboard watching, Milwaukee leads Boston 53-47 with about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter just down the road in Wisconsin.
Well, it's interesting to see how Boston fares tonight. You know, they played a tough game against the Raptors, and that fourth quarter was quite impressive. Their defense was quite impressive, and they're so shorthanded, and they've done it all year long.
DeRozan long jumper, no good. J.R. Smith with the challenge. Raptors can't make up any ground. Still a 9-point, 97-88 Cleveland lead. James drives, puts it up, no good. Foul will go, though, on Siakam. And LeBron will go to the line for two.
So tough in that screen and roll with Jose Calderon as Kyle Lowry comes over the top. Pascal Siakam has to hold and make sure he shows enough to not allow Jose Calderon a straight line drive to the basket. Well, on the kickback, LeBron has gotten a full head of steam to attack, and Pascal Siakam unable to get his body square to LeBron James, and LeBron James creates a contact and gets to the free throw line.
Sherm, I will say this. Over the second half, Cleveland's field goal percentage has come down to 50.7 from 56.4. They are 13 for 30. So the question begs, why can't you start the game like that?
I agree. And Dwayne Casey has told us many times, whoever has the potion for that could make a lot of money.
Yep. 99-88. LeBron James makes free throws. Ibaka foul line jumper, no good. Back come the Cavs with the ball and an 11-point lead with under 5 to go in the game. Calderon near side, left wing. On Siakam, they get the switch. It's James against Lowry. They get it to James, down low. Backing in on Kyle. Into the lane,
too
turns
deep.
And lays it in.
Way too deep.
Well, he dribbled with his back to Kyle five times with that side.
Yeah, sure. Way too deep. You've got to send that extra defender over much quicker than that and try to get the ball out of his hands. Now, the three-point line is surrounded by shooters for Cleveland, which is a danger zone. But you just can't allow Kyle Lowry to be isolated on an island against LeBron on the block.
Lowry three, far side, no good. 101-88, Cleveland by 13. The Raptors need a push, and they need it quickly. Calderon with his back to VanVleet. Backs him down, turns the corner. Into the lane, Jose lays it up, no good. Tips it up, no good. Rebound VanVleet. Hustles it up the middle of the court. On the drive, VanVleet. Kicks it to a cutting DeRozan, who lays it up and in. 101-90, 3:50 to go. The Raptors still punching.
Good job by Fred VanVleet there. Got to the middle, was going to be challenged. And another good read by DeMar DeRozan to cut as every defender kind of stood flat-footed on the perimeter. He was able to get past them and lay it in there.
Hood on the bounce against Siakam. They get the switch. DeRozan guarding James. LeBron, far side, right wing, mid-post extended. Jabs, goes to the baseline, reverse layup, up and in. Acrobatic reverse layup by LeBron James. And he pounds his chest with both fists.
And he mouths, I'm a problem.
103-90. He is indeed.
You know, it's just one of those matchups. DeMar DeRozan, a physical guy, a strong guy. And you get matched up with LeBron James and his strength, it's just tough to contend with. And you know physically there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
And then he has the skill set to dominate as well. But we saw two possessions where LeBron was on the block and the Raptors refused to come over and help. And LeBron has been able to expose them there.
Maybe you want them to score, but you have to at least present more resistance.
3:20 to go. Down the stretch we come. 104-90, Cleveland by 14 from Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in Cleveland, 104-90, the Cavs by 14. Their biggest lead was 16. The Raptors cut it to 5. And all of a sudden, LeBron James and crew have blown it open. And it's been that man, Sherm. LeBron, 27 points, now passes Kobe Bryant for 20-point games all time. And he's three away from a 30-point game, which would tie him with the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And let's not forget, it's a complete performance for LeBron with 9 rebounds and 6 assists. And he's got those 27 points on 13 shots, 8 of 13 from the floor. So the efficiency and the overall impact that we're seeing from LeBron, again, dominant performance.
So with 3:20 to go, the Raptors got to try and go to work. Not an easy proposition on the road with that guy standing in your way. Sherm, we've talked about it. Barkley, Ewing, Malone, Stockton. No rings because of a guy named Jordan. Well, I mean, if your name is, in the last 7 years, Paul Pierce, Kyle Lowry, LeBron James, Isaiah Thomas, the other Isaiah Thomas, Brad Stevens, Dwayne Casey, you don't even have a chance for a ring because you can't get past this cat.
Yeah, he's a problem. And you know, the consistency that he's dominated this game with has been so impressive. But like the last meeting we saw against the Raptors and this meeting as well, you can see when LeBron decides to really put his foot down and take control of the game. The problem is he can do it from every aspect of the game.
Absolutely. In the lane, DeRozan lays it up and in. DeMar with a tough drive. 3 minutes to go. Raptors down 104-92. Lowry, Siakam out there with Van Vliet, DeRozan, and Ibaka. Hood drives far side into the lane. Blocked by Ibaka. Here comes Toronto. 3-on-3. Lowry to Van Vliet in the lane. DeRozan to Ibaka. They overpass. They can't handle it. Turn it over. Back comes James. Kevin Love near side. Jumps into Van Vliet. And the call he didn't get last time, he gets this time. They're going to get the call on Van Vliet. And they're going to say side out of bounds. As it's not called a shooting foul.
Well, Fred VanVleet was asking for an offensive foul, saying that Kevin Love actually slid into him on the three-point line while he tried to avoid him.
James up top between the rings. Cavs moving right to left in the white uniforms. On Siakam. Backs him down. Turnaround. 1 foot fall away. In and out. Rebound Lowry. Raptors down 12. Lowry pull up three in transition. No good. Rebound Kevin Love. Thought Kyle was going to shoot that last time, Sherm.
He looked like he was going to. He likes that three-point shot. But Kyle definitely struggled in this game and really couldn't find any flow. And they needed his offense tonight.
So Lowry takes the foul out top. And Dwayne Casey might be sending the white flag up the pole, Sherm, with the back-to-back tomorrow night. Nagara, Powell, Wright, Miles come in. Ibaka, Lowry, DeRozan are going to sit down. Somebody else has got to come out. There's four waiting to come in and two on the floor. Even my bad math tells me that's one too many.
Well, you're definitely right there. It doesn't look like anybody wants to come off. Fred VanVleet.
So Fred's going to sit down. And the Cavs fans with a few chants of Jose, 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 Jose.
He's been great tonight.
He has. He He sure has a season-high 18 points for Jose Calderon. Siakam front court. 2 minutes to go in the game. Raptors down. Siakam drives and jams it down. 106-94. Toronto just having all kinds of issues. Hood drives. Reverse layup up and in. Shooting only 43% and the Cavs shooting an even 50%. It's Cleveland 108, Toronto 94. Just can't beat that man.
Can't beat that man, and their defense really struggled tonight to scramble, to rotate, to communicate.
So Larry Drew doing the same thing, emptying his bench. Ante Zizic and John Holland will check in. 93 seconds to go. Cleveland leading 108-96. And the Raptors will pack up after the game and head home with two losses under their belt. Still looking for a franchise tying season high 56th win and have missed on their last two chances to record a season and franchise high 25 wins on the road.
And it's been a tough stretch to try and get that 56th win for the Raptors. And it doesn't get much easier after Boston.
No.
Because you have Indiana coming into your house. So, like we've talked about many times, a tough stretch to end the season. I think Dwayne Casey likes this approach. And you know the rhetoric around this part of the season
yes.
right now is about this team failing to compete against the upper echelon teams. Listen, the playoffs start, different animal. And right now the Raptors have to just focus on getting better, trying to finish the season in a way that creates some confidence. Didn't do it against Boston in terms of that fourth quarter.
Right.
Tonight they didn't help themselves so far. They're going to get another chance tomorrow night.
Minute and a half to go. Cleveland coming front court, right to left. Smith to John Holland. As it knocked away against C.J. Miles. Holland launches a three, no good. Rebound to Norman Powell. Raptors trying to get it to Miles. They throw it away, turn it over. And back comes Cleveland. Holland out of Boston University. J.R. Smith. To Zizic. Chetty Osman now in the ball game. Lucas Nogueira knocks away the pass intended for Zizic, and back comes Powell. Nogueira to Miles. Open three in the air, got it. John Holland victimized there. I don't know if he doesn't have cable to kid or what, but you can't leave CJ that wide open.
Well, you can't, and these are important minutes for CJ Miles to get some flow, get his shot feeling better, and just get some reps out there, because they're going to need his shooting for the rest of the season as well as the playoffs.
108-99, and Osman tries to go between the legs. Goes off his foot into the backcourt. The Raptors get it. 27 and a half seconds to go. But some bad numbers up there for the Raptors. 49% shooting by Cleveland. Over 50 much of the night. Raptors at 43-8. Long three, good by Powell. Making it closer than it looks. It's 108-102. It's only a two-possession game. Siakam steals it to Powell. Lays it up and in. 108-104 with 11 seconds to go. Reggie Miller, anybody?
Good fight by this group on the floor right now. Not quitting. Forcing Cleveland into a timeout right now. It all counts. All of it matters. This group on the floor playing hard and making this interesting down the stretch. Now, a four-point game with 11.1 seconds to go. Cleveland's basketball. Difficult proposition, but there's no question that the group is working hard, and it's all about grasping something that feels good to move forward with. And at least these guys are playing some good basketball. The question is, for the rest of the game,
Where was the flow?
Yes, yes.
Where was the consistency on both sides of the basketball? Those are the issues that need to be cleaned up. And you're not going to get much time to have to rectify that.
11.1 seconds to go. Raptors down 108-104, and Larry Drew breaks glass and sends LeBron James back in the game.
Can't be happy about that if you're LeBron James.
Well, Raptors still trying to do something here. They're defending like crazy. Kevin Love has it. He's fouled. So they're going to have to make some free throws. LeBron's like, yo, you guys are messing with my nap time.
Well, no hesitation by Coach Drew. Getting his guys in there that can close the game out. Kevin Love, LeBron James, Jose Calderon. He's got Kyle Korver in, J.R. Smith. And I bet you he's going to have some words for that group that came into the game and just kind of allowed the Raptors to make this interesting down the stretch.
Well, John Holland ducks behind the screen. Chetty yep. Osmond dribbles it off his foot into the backcourt. Kevin Love knocks in two, so it's 110-104. It's a two-possession game. Dwayne Casey does have a timeout left. So in a perfect scenario, it's a three, a foul, a couple of missed free throws, a timeout, advance, another three. And I'm going to buy, should ask our engineer, Casey Koulas, how much is Powerball this week, Casey? If that happens, I'm buying a ticket.
I got 50% on that.
Yeah, it's okay. Heck, if it comes through, we might be able to get part ownership in something. I don't know, a team, part of a building, a new car, something or other.
Take it.
Raptors down 110-104. Wheeler, Watson, Lewenberg will take you through postgame when it's all said and done. And that postgame will come up after we sign off the air and there is a commercial break.
Well, the Raptors have dominated in the paint against the Cavaliers, but unable to really get, as we saw in the last meeting, a good, consistent offensive flow. And you know you have to put points on the board against Cleveland. And the Raptors were unable to do that with consistency.
DeLon Wright underneath, reverse layup, good. They pick up right away. Calderon, no timeouts left. They get it to Rodney Hood. He's fouled by Siakam. Cleveland did a good job of not giving up a three. Well, it's a quick two. Maybe they can get some help with some missed free throws, but give the Raptors credit, Sherm, playing right till the end.
Well, you want the three, but you don't want to burn a lot of time trying to hunt that three down. So you take the play, go into the basket, you foul, you try to extend the game. Hopefully you get some missed free throws. And you can build off of that, although Rodney Hood has no intentions of missing a free throw as he knocks that first one down.
5.3 seconds to go, 111-106, Cleveland. Hood, second one, good. So Dwayne Casey will use his final timeout. Again, Reggie Miller in the house. Am I looking for a Reggie Miller, a bad inbound? Greg Anthony and John Starks messing it up. 10 points in, 11 seconds or something like that? 7 seconds?
It was crazy.
It was nuts. It was nuts.
I remember watching that game thinking, this really can't be happening.
And if you're a Knicks fan, you're just...
Oh, if you're Spike Lee.
Because he'd been riding Reggie like a toy horse at a mall.
And Reggie... Always up to the chatter.
Oh, yeah.
Answered the call in a big way. Those were great battles.
Yeah, too. They were great battles. And the Raptors are going to have to answer the call tomorrow night, Sherm. You and I will be on the air again with the Boston Celtics coming to town. And Toronto suddenly having lost back-to-back games.
We got an update on that Cleveland-Boston game?
I will, as the youngins say, check the app.
Well, the Raptors have been pretty good at in terms of cauterizing any type of losing streak, so you want to believe that the odds are that tomorrow night they come out with a better effort.
62-58, Milwaukee leads Boston, 9:50 to go third quarter. Powell raises up for the three, no good. Rebound tipped up, no good, and that will do it. The Toronto Raptors are now 1-10 in their last 11 games at Quicken Loans Arena. The Cavs jump out to a 16-point lead and ride it all the way home. The final, Cleveland 112, Toronto 106.
Another difficult loss for the Raptors to elite teams. Two losses that they need to step up and answer the call tomorrow night against Boston again. Got a lot of soul searching to do as the season winds down.
Well, got to make sure you're ready to go as we are joined by the Dookie, Rodney Hood. Rodney, you come over, and what's it like all of a sudden having, you know, we say a rising tide lifts all boats, having your boat floated by one LeBron James?
Right. I mean, it's been great. You know, he's a great leader. He's helping us. We're not really new no more. You know, we are working ourselves back in, but he's been great. You know, and he's able to just take over the game like no other in the league. So we're just trying to be aggressive, you know, when we get the opportunities.
You know, Rodney, a lot of players don't get the chance to play with LeBron James. Mm-hmm. What is it about him, besides the obvious, that makes the game so easy for guys like you and other teammates of his?
I mean, he's just so unselfish. You know, he thinks pass first. You know, so we just got to be ready. And when we're knocking down shots, we're so hard to guard because he's also one of the best scorers. He's probably one of the best scorers in the league. So, you know, it's great. You know, he's the best player in the game. And we just trying to gel before we hit the playoffs.
Rodney, what's the secret against Toronto? You guys seem to shoot the ball so well against them. What makes your offense so hard to stop?
I mean, Toronto's a great team, man. They're really good defensively. They have a lot of length out there. We just try to, you know, move the ball, move bodies. And, you know we got to get up for a game like this. You know, we know Toronto is going to come down to, you know, in semifinals or the finals. I mean, Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, we know they're gunning for us, and we got the eye on them. So this is a big game for us.
All right, Rodney, thanks for your time, man. Good luck. And a lot of Toronto fans would like to say maybe we'll see you later in May or June.
All right, we'll see.
All right, Rodney
thanks
Hood joining us tonight as the Cavaliers defeat the Raptors 112-106. Toronto fought. The score probably a little bit more flattering to the Raptors. Cleveland really, Sherm, in control of this game from about the middle of the second quarter.
Well, they were, and Cleveland did a good job in terms of utilizing their strength, knocking down threes. And again, overall, the ability to shift the defense and make sure that the Raptors had to respond to the penetration as well as the kickout. It kept the Raptors off balance, and I think that impacted their offensive flow as well, where they couldn't find the consistency that we've seen them have in previous games.
All right, stay tuned for postgame with Wheeler, Watson, and Lewenberg after the commercial break. That's it from Cleveland for Sherman Hamilton and our on-site engineer, Casey Koulis. I'm Paul Jones saying goodnight. Cleveland 112, Toronto 106. This has been Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto.